Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Steve, good afternoon, and thanks for bringing to our attention this report. Extensive, and you and I had you on many times about the free library, for example. So the ADL finally has had enough in a federal lawsuit.
Good afternoon, Dom and Dan, and to your audience. Thank you, Dom, for having me on again and again bringing light to this important subject matter. What goes on in the schools, the public schools, K through 12 and even pre-K, is some of the most vitally important work in the country, because, as you know, whether young Americans receive a good education or not determines really a lot about the future of our country. You know, people who are misinformed when they're kids, it's hard to undo that. And definitely there are elements in the School District of Philadelphia, as we brought to light more than 2 years ago, that clearly have an agenda to not only promote anti-Jewish information, it's really anti-fact. And the school district should be, you know, quote-unquote, a safe zone where facts prevail, not propaganda, not lies, not myths, not political agendas. They have to be fact-based so that the kids can learn information when they grow up or outside of school. If they want to look at, you know, things and get other perspectives, is fine. You know, it's fine, obviously. This is America. But the facts have to rule the day in schools, and this is not what's happening.
Hey, Steve, one point they make in the ADL, and even the Inquirer has this, even though they don't get it, several students made signs with this ninth grade, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." To your point about facts in schools, okay, if they're going to do that, they ought to be taught the fact of what that means. Where are the Jews going to be? Where's Israel going to be?
Well, it's what is Palestine? Where is Palestine? That's first of all. If they want to teach, quote-unquote, Palestinian history, it should start with Yasser Arafat, all the people he murdered, including hundreds of Americans murdered and maimed. The Olympics are coming up. We remember, some of us old enough, the 1972 Palestinian-Arab slaughter of Israeli Olympic athletes and coaches in Munich, airplane hijackings, bombings, shootings, I mean, you name it. That's Palestinian-Arab history. If they want to teach that, go ahead. But this, from the river to the sea, most of these students probably could not name the river or the sea that they're talking about. And yeah, that means the annihilation of the Jewish state of Israel, the murder of 7.5 million Jews. This is either being promoted in the schools or is found to be acceptable by teachers and administrators in the school district, and it should upset everybody. This goes beyond an issue for the Jewish community. If people are miseducated, if lies mm-hmm. become truths, that's just bad for all of American society. It's anti-fact.
Right, and the media, again, that have access, he won't come on with us. They ought to talk to the superintendent of schools when they periodically do an interview or ask for an interview. And, Steve, I would seize on that one nugget so we're not all over the place and he can't deflect. If that's taught in the Philadelphia public schools in the curriculum, and they are, they're making posters, they're doing that, what we just talked yep. about, are you okay with that? Is that permitted? Yes or no? Why? And if he can't answer that, then right there's got to be a move on of what the heck is going on. Just use that phrase, zone in on this. You don't have to have volumes, even though you have provided them. Steve, let's talk about Benjamin Netanyahu today and,
sure.
and the politics of this, because it's a launch point here. He's going to meet with Vice President Harris, but Harris will not be there presiding over the Senate joint session of Congress around this. And for my money, her public positions and my instincts are Joe Biden is doing some of the nonsense toward Israel, even though he doesn't believe it. I think he essentially has been a decent friend of Israel over the years to kind of cater to the mob. She is a true believer to push back more firmly on Israel.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, first of all, we're about 20 minutes away from his address, so I never thought I would be the opening act for the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah.
And thank you for making that happen, Dom. Israel has become a wedge issue in the United States, unfortunately, but it's by design. There are elements within the United States who are gaining influence, who clearly want to destroy Israel, want to destroy the Jewish state, want to harm the Jewish people, and they're getting political traction. And the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, because it's a joint session, is not immune to that. Israel, because of what Israel is, what Israel represents, and because of the founding influence of, you know, Judeo-Christian values, as they're known, on the United States, Israel should be the very last subject that should be a partisan issue, a wedge issue. And the fact that some lawmakers, led by the vice president, who does preside over the Senate, as you noted, is just so immature. It's just an immature act. lawmakers cast votes. We know their positions based on their voting record, and sometimes they sign letters to the president, letters to the secretary of state. We know where these people stand, many of them. The act of boycotting or skipping or whatever nice word you want to put on it, euphemism, is just an act of pure immaturity. Benjamin Netanyahu is the elected head of state of one of the most robust democracies in the world. And if somebody claims to be in favor of democracy and robust democracy, but they reject the democratically elected leader of the state of Israel, an important U.S. ally, then they really do not support democracy. They only support democracy when they're ideological counterpart wins an election. If somebody else wins that kind of democracy, they're not in favor of. So that is really what is being displayed today by who shows up and who doesn't show up. But I think we also have to watch out for those known anti-Israel lawmakers who are showing up. Are they going to have outbursts? Are they going to be shouting from the seats some sort of an anti-Israel, anti-Netanyahu epithet? Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, neither. And Steve, we're not even close yet, but I'm already thinking about October 7th. I'm already thinking of the first anniversary of 9/11. And I would argue that 9/11, as vicious and as violent as it was toward Americans, and we ultimately went after people engaged in that rightfully, that October 7th is special because of the size of Israel versus our size as far as the length of the attack, and because of the mutilation and sexual attacks as the instrument of war, if you will. This is beyond human. This truly rises to the level of Nazi behavior, and I almost never use that term. They use it on a much more global level. But it's the same mentality. I can barely get through when I read these guys say they were going to make their victims unclean. Right there, it never ends. Right there, I'm on the front lines. Whatever we have to do to eradicate this menace, that's what's necessary.
Well, I would say that there's nothing on a par with what happened on 9/11/2001 in the United States. But imagine if that not only had that happened, but that other terrorists fanned out throughout New York City, throughout Washington, et cetera, and started stabbing, raping, dismembering, abusing Americans, you know, pedestrians, people working in stores, people in their homes. Imagine if that happened in addition to what we experienced on 9/11, and that's what October 7th was. And just like we have the demarcation between a September 10th view and a September 12th view, decent people also have to have a October 6th versus October 8th view. And the savagery and the barbarism cannot be tolerated. And not only does Israel have an obligation, not a right, an obligation to stop the people who did that from doing it again. Every decent society and every decent individual should be rooting for Israel and helping for Israel do that. Because you know what? These people would do the same thing if they could, God forbid, in America, in any European country, anywhere in the world. It's just a matter of they don't have the opportunity, and for whatever reason, whatever circumstances, they had the opportunity on that horrible day. But these are savages, and to be supporting them and wanting them to win, as we see happening in America's streets, and unfortunately it seems among some of the members of Congress, to get back to that, is beyond appalling. It's unconscionable that somebody would want the people who did that to succeed and triumph and get their way.
Exactly. See, where do we go for the Greater Philadelphia chapter of the Zionist Organization of America?
Thank you. So I'm going to give your listeners two websites and an email address. Locally, it's Philly, philly.zoa.org. That's our local website. Nationally, it's zoa.org. Our email address is the word office at zoaphilly.org. We have a very big event coming up on September 18th, which I think you're going to be a part of, our Night of Appreciation. We're going to be honoring you and Rich and some other good people, and there'll be information about that. And I thank you and Dan always for really being head and shoulders above everybody and bringing this matter to the attention of your audience and listeners around the world. Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.